Joining us today is the number one golfer in the world, a guy who I guess you could say has had a pretty good year, Tiger Woods. Tiger, thanks for making time for us today, and congratulations on a remarkable year.
Hey, not a problem, guys. Thank you for having me.
Five majors at age 24. I'm guessing you thought you would eventually complete the career Grand Slam, but did you think it would happen so soon?
Well, I never thought I would be able to win as many as I did, but I knew I would be able to contend. But from there, it's up to the golfing guys to see what happens.
Does one major stand out, Tiger, of the five so far? Is one more impressive to you?
No, not really, because they're all unique in their own way. You know, I won the Masters when I less than a year after I turned pro, and then I won last year at Sergio, and then three this year. So each and every one's unique in their own way, and they're all very special.
As I watched this year's PGA Championship, I kept saying to myself, how does he stay so focused, so mentally tough through all the pressure? Some athletes handle pressure, others, pressure handles them. Jordan thrived on it, Montana, Nicklaus. Where does your mental toughness and the ability to perform under pressure come from?
I think it comes from my parents. My parents have instilled in me that I need to keep trying, give everything I have, and always believe in my abilities. Because if you practice hard, you show yourself what you can do in practice, then when you get on the golf course in a tournament competition or environment, then usually it comes out.
We had your coach, Butch Harmon, on not too long ago, and I asked him if you were capable of winning the Grand Slam in one season, and I want you to listen to what he said. Here he is, Butch Harmon.
I think he's probably the only golfer that's playing today that can do that, and the reason I say that, Kenny, is not only because of his talent, because he can handle the pressure, and the pressure would be just phenomenal if you won the first three majors going into the PGA, and he's the only golfer I think could handle that magnitude of pressure.
Now this year you won three out of the four majors, Tiger. How tough will it be to maybe try and win all four in one year?
First of all, you need to get lucky. The Masters this year, actually, I messed up on number 10. I made a double, and I believe I made a triple on 12 in the first round and shot over par. But it's just the way it goes sometimes. You just need to get off to a good start. But from there, you just need to have some lucky breaks go your way. All three of these majors, I've had some pretty good bounces go my way. I've hit some borderline shots that end up in good spots where I could play and advance the ball and either make par or birdie. And that's what you need to have happen.
If there's one thing that stands out about you besides your physical and mental ability on the golf course, it's your respect for the game and its history. A lot of athletes today could give a damn about those who came before them. Their attitude is, just show me the money. You're not like that. Where does that come from? Why do you respect history so much?
Well, without the people of the past, the present or the future would not be as good as it is right now. There's no way that I would have been able to achieve the success I've had at the junior level, amateur level, and even the professional level, if it wasn't for the players, especially the minority players, that came before me. It's kind of ironic today, and now that you mentioned the question, is that I was out playing a practice round today, and Charlie Sifford's out there following me, and came out, and we talked a little bit, and you know, he watched me hit a few balls, and we had a few conversations. So that's a part of history right there. If it wasn't for him breaking down the Caucasian clause, then now, who knows how the PGA Tour might have turned out. Would I have played golf? I don't know.
Does the number 18 drive you, Tiger? Of course, we're talking there about Jack's 18 majors. Is that something that drives you? Is that the number you're shooting for?
Well, I think you need to be realistic. Obviously, it would be nice to get to 18 or beyond, but you need to take one at a time. And, you know, you can't really look at the fact that he has 18 because you can't accomplish that in one year. You got to do it slowly and over a long period of time. And what you need to do is just give yourself a lot of chances to win the big tournaments. And so far in my career, I've been able to do that. I've lost my share of tournaments, and also I've won. But the key is, in order to win that many major championships like Jack has been able to do, you have to put yourself in position a lot of times. And there's nobody in the history of the game that's ever been able to do that as well as Jack has.
We're talking with Tiger Woods today. How much of a factor, Tiger, in your life and your success so far is your support group? Mark Steinberg, your agent, Butch Harmon, your coach, Stevie Williams, your caddy, your mom, your dad, your girlfriend. How much of a factor do those people play into your success?
Well, I think you can't achieve success without having people around you and support, because how tough you think you are, no matter how good you think you are, you're going to have some moments, and you just need to have some people around you to either butt, and it's just the way it is. You need to have some people around you with who are positive, and I've been very fortunate to have those people in my life, and they've meant a lot to Tiger Woods, and the success I've been able to achieve in my life. You know, there's no way I could have ever achieved the success that I've had if it wasn't for the wonderful people that have been in my life.
Last thing, and I'll let you go here, Tiger. I've heard you say golf is important, but it's not everything. Do you have a good balance in your life right now? Are you happy?
I'm very happy. You know, you need to have a wonderful balance in your life. Now, you can't do one thing in the excessiveness. You know, you got to have a balance. And in order to do that, you got to have other hobbies. And I have other hobbies. And those are things that I enjoy being able to do when I'm not playing golf. And, you know, you can't do it one thing excessively. And if you do that, then you're probably going to get burned out. In order to achieve success, I think you need to have a wonderful balance. And you know, so far in my life, I've been able to do that.
All right, Tiger Woods, again, congratulations on a great year. Good luck defending your title this week at the NEC Invitational in Akron. And thanks for making time for us here on KNR.
You got it, Kenny. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, good luck, Tiger.